who's been upgrading all your stuff. You're right, he really knows his shit. A real diamond in the rough. A funny little click down inside my head.
Stir from within. with a soldier of ten, whose conscience is for him. We're not sure where we're going, but certain it's not where we've been. May the ears that these words reach be like the sand upon the beach of the Buffalo Republic. Kick the horses into overdrive. We're poised like two warriors forged in the bright morning sun. Feel the forces push and pull you from side to side. Pernicious greed and compassion are born into one. The lessons of retreat accompany the beat of the Buffalo Republic. Before you go to sleep, contemplate the subject. Wolves become sheep in our Buffalo Republic. Buffalo Republic.
Vanguard single, which is now skyrocketing up and down the charts. And it's called Not So Sweet, Martha Lorraine.
is CBC News. I'm Karen Hauerluck. One of the most famous race car drivers in the world is in critical condition in hospital tonight. Retired Formula One champion Michael Schumacher had to have brain surgery today following a skiing accident in the French Alps. A statement from the Mirabel Resort says Schumacher, who was wearing a helmet, hit his head on a rock. It's not clear if he's still in a coma. Schumacher is 44. He is a seven-time Formula One champion. The Russian government has ordered extra security at airports and railway stations after a suicide bomb attack at the central station in Volgograd. At least 16 people were killed. Daniel Sanford reports.
The bomb went off at the line of X-ray machines and metal detectors found in most Russian railway stations and airports, a security measure designed to prevent exactly this sort of attack. The attack has reawakened old fears about security in the build-up to the Winter Olympics. The host city, Sochi, is right on the edge of Russia's troubled Caucasus republics and their long-running Islamist insurgency.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting. A container ship that sent out a distress call off the coast of Newfoundland earlier today is now at anchor. The ship's crew is trying to figure out how to fix a gash in the hull. Earlier, a helicopter plucked four passengers off the ship. One of them was a very calm Richard Cumroe.
Well, they were taken over in a helicopter. It was a great experience, very professional. I loved it.
The ship is in a bay near the town of Portugal Cove South. Well, police were taking notes today at a funeral visitation in Montreal for reputed mob boss Vito Rizzuto. Rizzuto died last week of natural causes. He led a powerful criminal organization that reached beyond Canada's borders. Author Antonio Nicasso is an expert on organized crime and the mafia.
When Mr. Rizzuto was in jail, the victims were only on one side. After his return, many people that challenged his turf died in a violent way. So it's really interesting to see who's showing up, what kind of a criminal organization attend the event to send a representative, just to see, to have a little bit of a clue of what's going on with the people on one side and people on the other side.
Rizzuto returned to Montreal after serving 6 years for his part in a triple murder. He was 67 when he died. The U.S. National Security Agency's secret collection of Americans' telephone calls appears to be headed to the Supreme Court. That's after conflicting opinions from two federal judges. The surveillance became public after being leaked by intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. And now there's word of more leaks. Nathan Ross reports.
The latest comes from a German news magazine that says the NSA has a team of elite hackers who intercept computer deliveries and, quote, get the ungettable. The magazine based its story on documents leaked by former government contractor Edward Snowden. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden says Snowden's leaks have made the NSA, quote, infinitely weaker. He then defended one surveillance program in question.
Our history as a people demand that we be alarmed, that we be concerned about this. But our concerns should be governed on the facts of the case and not the emotion of the case.
And the facts, he says, is that the phone data collected by the NSA is hardly touched and only used when there's a reasonable suspicion that it's associated with terrorism.
NPR's Nathan Roth. And finally, hydro crews in New Brunswick are facing a setback as they work to restore power to more than 4,000 customers after last weekend's ice storm. Heavy snow is hitting the province. Brent Staben speaks for NB Power.
If the effects of this storm are minimal, our intention right now is to have everyone reconnected, or the great majority of our customers reconnected by 10 p.m. On New Year's Eve. Let's just hope the storm doesn't impact things too greatly.
The weather was causing problems in Quebec as well. Snow and wind were causing sporadic outages. And in Toronto, where at last count 6,000 were without power, officials hope to have everyone back on the grid tonight. And that's the latest from CBC News.
Well, I listen to Tim in the Morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Everybody wants to laugh, but nobody wants to cry. Now everybody wants to laugh, oh, but nobody wants to cry. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to hear the truth, but yet everybody wants to tell a lie. Everybody wants to hear the truth, but still they all want to tell a lie. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Wrong. Heartless. He said it can't be true. are not too smart. Living in a bad dream, forgot to cross my heart. Heartless can you be? You've got a lot of nerve, babe, to steal a heart away from me.
In high places, I don't know which is which or who is whom. They've stolen each other's faces. Janet is there with a high hat and hair and full of bedroom feathers. And Janet is known to make dead men groan in any kind of weather. I crawl over to her. I say, hey baby, I say, hey Janet, you are the one, you are the sun, and I'm your dutiful planet. But she ain't down with any of that, 'cause she's heard that shit before. And I say, uh-huh, yeah, you're right, 'cause I see Betty X standing by the door with moan news from nowhere.
Moan news from nowhere.
Yeah, moan news from nowhere.
Moan news from nowhere.
And it's getting strange in here. Yeah, it's getting stranger every year. Moan news from nowhere.
Moan news from nowhere.
Yeah, moan news from nowhere. Betty X is like Betty Y minus that fatal chromosome. Her hair is like the wine dark sea in which sailors come home. I say, hey baby, I say, hey Betty X. I lean close up to her throat. This light you are carrying is like a lamp hanging from a distant boat. It is my light, says Betty X. Betty X says this light in yours. And so much wind blew through her words that I went rolling down the hall for more news from nowhere. Corridor, and I see this guy. He must be about 100 foot tall, and he only has one eye. He asked me for my autograph. I write nobody, and then I wrap myself up in my woolly coat and I blind him with my pen. 'Cause someone must have stuck something in my drink. Everything's getting strange looking. Half the people are turned into squealing pigs, the other half are cooking. Well, let me out of here, I cried, and I went pushing past. And I saw Miss Polly singing with some girls. I cried, she struck me to the mast. For more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
It's getting strange in here. And it gets stranger every year. More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
and a black girl with no clothes on. She danced across the room. We charted the progress of the planets around that boogie-woogie moon. I called him a Nubian princess, gave her some sweet back badass jive. I spent the next 7 years between her legs, pining for my wife. But by and by it all went wrong. I felt washed up on the shore. She stared down at me from up in the storm, and I sobbed up on the floor for more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
And don't it make you feel alone? Don't it make you want to get right on home? More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere. Let me hear that. Well, here comes Alina with two black eyes. She's giving herself a transfusion. She's filled herself with panda blood to avoid all the confusion. I say the sun rises and falls with you in various things about love, but a rising violence in me cuts all my circuits off. While Alina, she starts screaming, her cheeks are full of psychotropic leaves. Her extinction was nearly absolute when she turned her back on me for more news from nowhere. I said I'm more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
And it's getting strange in here. Yeah, it gets stranger every year. More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere. All right. All right. I bump and crash into Deanna, hanging pretty in the door frame. All the horrors that have befallen me, well, Deanna is to blame. Every time I see you, baby, you make me feel so all alone. And I wet my face into a dress long after she'd gone home. With more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere. Don't the blood rush to your feet? To think that everything you do today, tomorrow is obsolete. Technology and women, and little children too. Don't it make you feel blue? Don't it make you feel blue? More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Today is May 2nd. Let's see what happened. Coverville Media proudly presents Today in Music History. Welcome to Today in Music History, a daily podcast that takes a look back at notable events in the history of rock and roll. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Let's see what happened today in music history. In 1972, Bruce Springsteen auditioned for CBS Records in New York. He played a short set in the offices, but John Hammond from CBS A&R arranged a larger audition at New York's Gaslight Club for other Columbia executives. Bruce passed the audition. In 1980, Joy Division played what would become their last gig with Ian Curtis when they appeared at Birmingham University. Singer Ian Curtis committed suicide 2 weeks later. In 1989, a security guard called the police after seeing a man wearing a wig, fake mustache, and false teeth walk into the California Zales jewelry store. Three squad cars arrived and detained the man, who turned out to be Michael Jackson in disguise. And in 1991, Nirvana and producer Butch Vig began recording what would become the Nevermind album in a Van Nuys recording studio. Celebrating birthdays today. Link Wray, guitarist who invented fuzz guitar sound, born in 1935. Ray died in November 2005. Bob Henrit, drummer for Argent, born in 1946. Leslie Gore, also born in 1946. Lou Gramm, vocalist for Foreigner, born in 1950. And Dr. Robert, vocalist for the Blow Monkeys, born in 1961. Your number one single for today, I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight by Cutting Crew, a band that got their name from an article about Queen's ability to record hits. It stayed at the top of the charts for 2 weeks. Can you guess the year? The year was 1987. Special thanks to ThisDayInMusic.com, Billboard Publishing, and Jay Warner's On This Day in Music History Reference for background information. Be sure to visit TodayInMusicHistory.coverville.com to subscribe. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.
If you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
Nothing. Now you always say that you want to be free, but you come running back.
I said you were baby.
You come running back.
I said that so many times before.
You come running back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. But just wait and see. You come running back.
I won't have to worry no more.
You come running back.
The rest of my life with you, baby.
You come running back to me.
Go ahead. Go ahead, light of the town. And baby, do everything your heart desires. Remember, I'll always be around.
If you qualify, oh my. taking on me and me alone. Oh yeah, gonna make her my queen, just as long as she don't mention my home. Yeah, I'm healthy, free, and single. I got everything that I woman needs. Well yeah, and our romance will make her spine tingle. Satisfaction girl. Now look at here, wouldn't hurt a bit if the woman knows how to cook. Now ladies, you know I like to eat now, and if she can really burn, makes no difference how she looks. That's why I wanna say,
pretty maids all in a row.
South Kootenai Radio, coming out of the Creston Valley.
It seems you want to give. Time.
is CBC News. I'm Karen Hauerluck.